Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of August 29th, 2010, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
We took the past week off to take Pikachu Fan to Disneyland and get a much-needed break-in before the insanity of PAX Prime this weekend. But more on both of those in a bit.
This week's releases:
Metroid Other M and Guilty Party for Wii,
Valkyria Chronicles 2 for PSP,
and Battlefield Bad Company 2 Ultimate Edition for PS3 and Xbox 360.
This is the latest game release information we have. A more thorough summary was posted Monday, August 30th.
Last week's releases:
Mafia 2 for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Grease and Ivy the Kiwi for DS and Wii.
Harvest Moon Grand Bazaar for DS.
And for the iPhone and iPad, there's Archetype HD, Escape from Nom, Jaws, Karate Champ XL, Knight's Rush, Maple Story Thief Edition, NHL 2K11, Phantasy Star 2, R-Type, A Skeleton Story, Zombie Escape, and Zombie Highway.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check our August 28th roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though you normally have nearly a week to enter.
This week, you'll hear it here first. We're giving away three games in honor of PAX Prime this weekend:
Quake 4 for Xbox 360,
Fracture for PS3,
and the Maracas Shaken Samba de Amigo for Wii.
Look for the giveaway to start Friday morning. Get up to four chances to win one or more of these games by posting a comment, reviewing one or both of our podcasts on iTunes, and tweeting about the giveaway. Find the details on our site, and be sure to enter by 5 p.m. Pacific on Wednesday, September 8th.
Last week's winners are too numerous to list. We did have 14 prizes. Here are some highlights.
Dead Body Man 11 landed the Borderlands poster.
Onyx Primal took the Dungeons & Dragons Online signed poster donated by Ballard Girl 1.
K-Hunt and Scrams won Splosion Man posters.
And Big and Tasty gets the Wet poster. You know, the poster for the game called Wet.
For the full list of winners, check comment number 57 on our August 20th post.
The big news this week was all about dollars, with not a lot of marketing sense.
First, Nintendo announced it's dropping the price of the Nintendo DSi and DSi XL by $20 starting Sunday, September 12th. Speculation is that the DS line is finally flagging in sales, and they're trying to pick up some more buyers before the Nintendo 3DS drops, possibly later this year and definitely before March 2010.
Of course, this pretty much scuttles any DSi sales for the next 2 weeks.
Then, Microsoft announced that it's raising the rate for Xbox Live Gold starting November 1st to $60 per year, or even more if you pay for it by the month or quarter. You can find prepaid cards for $35 to $40 if you're vigilant, or at least lock in the $50 full-priced renewal now.
Comments of the week.
Understandably, no one is really thrilled by the Xbox Live price hike, and Microsoft failed to deliver any new gold benefits to soften the blow. We'd be happy if they just brought back 1 vs. 100.
Wolfkin wrote,
with a $10 price bump, it's becoming harder and harder for Microsoft to justify the only way you can play online is by paying the live fee. If Silver members could just play online even if they weren't allowed to speak or didn't get discounts on the Xbox Live Store and were restricted from every other benefit, Netflix, ESPN, and whatever else, this wouldn't be a major issue. Some of us would be okay with a bare-bones, simple, play-with-my-friends-and-nothing-else experience. Even the Wii gives you that out of the box.
Jay Rittmeyer added, I am really pissed off about the $10 price hike. I don't even use most of the features of Gold aside from online play, so I really don't see why it should be increased. PSN is doing just fine without having a mandatory subscription fee.
Personally, I believe this lobs a big opportunity at Sony. If they improve their PlayStation Plus service to let you keep the quote-unquote free games you can play while your subscription's active, and maybe offer a credit system redeemable for the games you choose, I'd buy it. And they'd earn the advantage. But I'm still in for Xbox Live.
Spoiler warning, we're gonna pick.
We've been to every West Coast Penny Arcade Expo since the very first one back in 2004, so we know a thing or two about this show.
Maidenbauer peeps, holla!
If this is your first PAX, or you didn't fare too well in the past, here are some tips to get you through it with as much fun as possible.
First, relax. Just pick three things that you really want to do, whether it's panels, tweet-ups, or exhibitors demoing games you want to try. Make sure they're not too close together, timing-wise, so you can travel and browse and explore. There's a ton to do, and you're going to want some free roam time. And rushing between panels is a surefire way to miss everything. The lines pile up, you may get turned away, and before you know it, the show's over, and you're disappointed.
Here's what you need to do to get ready for PAX Prime 2010.
1. Pick your quests. Review the schedule and decide which speeches and panels you must hit. Then, plan to divide the rest of your time between gaming rooms that meet your interest, the exhibition hall where you can try upcoming games and meet publishers and developers, or at least their PR teams, or find a chill room, grab a beanbag, and play some multiplayer games with old or new friends on your DS or other portable.
Manage your inventory. When packing, you'll want to bring
Purell. Last year saw the first major outbreak of H1N1 virus, so you want to use hand sanitizer liberally, especially in the exhibition hall when trying out pretty much any game that doesn't involve the Kinect.
A map. You can use the one in your program schedule, or download the free Conventionist app for iPhone and Android. Just be sure to download the maps ahead of time and, if you use AT&T, update them the day of the show before heading into the 3G sinkhole that is PAX, or any event with more than 100 or so people.
Gaming portable. The DS is the de facto standard, but bring whatever you enjoy when standing in line as long as it doesn't weigh you down too much.
Camera. Geek celebs and cosplayers, cool games and booths, you'll want to document your adventure.
Cell phone. For some, this is also your gaming portable and probably your camera too. Just be warned that the iPhone gets notoriously bad 3G reception once you're surrounded by thousands of other users. Don't depend on it for meetups. Set a time and a place, just in case. SMS is a bit more reliable, but you should expect to use airplane mode to preserve batteries during peak periods. And bring a charging cable and, if you can, a backup battery too.
Bring some cash. Not everyone takes plastic at PAX. You should have enough cash for impromptu snacks and that cool trinket you'll always regret passing up.
That'll get you started. We have a detailed busy gamer guide to PAX on our site, which we've updated for 2010. Check the full, detailed guide for links in our August 29th post. We hope to see you at the show having a great time.
And join us at our PAX tweet up Sunday morning for a chance to win some nice prizes.
My kids in the harness, my Pink Floyd's the wildness, my three parts of goneness, my just all in allness, my wonderful meanness, my hammer the people can tell that I'm awfully swell. While Neil has a weird smell, I'm just saying Purell.
What we're playing.
The big event for us this week, besides PAX, was our Xbox Live Community Playdate. We chose Blur because it's a great racing game that's a ton of fun, easy to pick up and play, hosts up to 20 people in a party, and even newbies can get in some good shots of the more experienced players.
Alright, Game Watcher Pikachu fan wants me to tell you, you're going down.
Coming after you with my lowly Beetle. Sorry, did I hit you?
My pink car is all messed up now.
No, not all messed up.
That's right, my rear view mirror is not cracked.
First place! Oh, for a second. Nah. Just trying to prove it could be done. Okay, I'm in last place.
If you played Blur with us, please let Xbox Live know how much you enjoyed it. Write a note to xlmail@microsoft.com. We'll try to host another of these community game nights sometime. Let us know what game you'd want to play if we do.
The other big thing for us was our Disneyland trip. We took Pikachu Fan to Anaheim when he was 5, and he loved it. This year, now that he's 7, we overloaded on the crazy rides, from Space Mountain on day 1 to the Hollywood Hotel elevator drop at California Great Adventure, which we rode 4 or 5 times. It's best at night.
We really enjoyed the 2 Toy Story rides that are actually games, Buzz Lightyear's Astro Blasters and the 3D Toy Story Mania. We played each about 3 or 4 times and even found the secret ceiling targets in Astro Blasters. That long, dark tunnel near the end? Look up for dark, moving targets.
When we got home, we dusted off the Toy Story Mania game for the Wii. The console game is similar to the ride in places.
Greetings. Welcome to the practice game. Try throwing some pies.
But the targets are mostly different, and it has all sorts of new minigames. Some good, and some not so good.
And now some jumping jacks!
But overall, it is pretty fun, and will remind you of the ride's 5 zones. Darts, Plate Break, Ring Toss, Egg Toss, and Section Gun Shooter.
Wow, that is some highfalutin shooting.
Also, Pikachu Fan used his allowance to buy the Toy Story 3 game for Nintendo DS, which is very different from the console version. Here's what he thought of it.
Okay, I bought Toy Story 3 for the DS at Disneyland. It's really fun. I beat it in about basically a week. Yeah, it took only a week. A week! Actually, less than a week. It took less than a week to beat. Playtime. It's different about the one for the Xbox 360, because in that there's Toy Box, and that and the other one there's not. In the other one, there's Playtime mode. On the Xbox, there's not. You just basically plant down catapults, gun towers, and things that shoot air hockey pucks. There's story mode, and it does have some things like the movie. In the very last level, you're basically supposed to rescue your friends and get metal objects for your friends. But I'd still rather play the Xbox 360 console version because of Toy Box mode. That's all. Ta-ta.
You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seems particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torturer match in your inventory.
DLC highlights.
New WiiWare games include And Yet It Moves and Tales of Elastic Boy, Mission 1. For DSi, you can get Absolute Reversi, Cosmos X2, Music On, Learning Piano, My Farm, My Notebook, Pearl, Ninja Karakuri Den, and Rhythmic.
The PlayStation 3 store has Castle Crashers, MotorStorm 3D Rift, Pixel Junk Racer's Second Lap, which is free if you bought the original, and the Mag Beta. Both PS3 and Xbox 360 gamers can get Shank, the Bioshock 2 Minerva's Den campaign, and demos for Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm 2, and Vanquish.
Xbox 360 Marketplace has Dead Rising 2 Case Zero, the Scott Pilgrim vs. the World game, and Snoopy Flying Ace Supper Time of Destruction Pack.
As usual, more complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at BusyGamerNews.com.
Just a reminder that the next Busy Gamer podcast won't post on Sunday, since we'll still be at PAX Prime. It'll post as soon as we can deliver it, probably Sunday, September 12th, but we'll see if we can get it to you earlier.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's GRRL Got Game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on our site or has a very limited shelf life. We also have a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, just send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
If you use Stitcher Radio, search for Busy Gamer and favorite us there. And if you enjoy the podcast, please like us there too. You can actually do this each week that you listen.
Also, we'd love it if you'd rate us and review us on iTunes. This week, it could help you win one or more great console games.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. That's MEVIO.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at BusyGamerNews.com/WhackPodcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. Right now.
One game is Dino Darts with sticky darts. What are sticky darts? I don't know. Why ask me? Maybe ask someone else. I don't know. They're probably darts that are sticky. What?